Hello and welcome to episode 795 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Monday, February 5th, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with St. Alphonsus Liguori's Monday prayer to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain holy perseverance. O Queen of Heaven, I, who was once a miserable slave of Lucifer, now dedicate myself to Thee, to be Thy servant forever. I offer myself to honor Thee and serve Thee during my whole life. Do Thou accept me and refuse me not as I should deserve. O my Mother, in Thee have I placed all my hopes. From Thee do I expect every grace. I bless and thank God, who in His mercy has given me this confidence in Thee, which I consider a pledge of my salvation. Alas, miserable wretch that I am, I have hitherto fallen, because I have not had recourse to Thee. I now hope that through the merits of Jesus Christ and Thy prayers, I have obtained pardon. But I may again lose divine grace. The danger is not past. My enemies do not sleep. How many new temptations have I still to conquer? Ah, my most sweet Lady, protect me and permit me not again to become their slave. Help me at all times. I know that Thou wilt help me, and that with Thy help I shall conquer, if I recommend myself to Thee. But this is what I fear. I fear that in time of danger I may neglect to call upon Thee and thus be lost. I ask Thee then for this grace. Obtain that in the assaults of hell I may always have recourse to Thee, saying, Mary, help me. My Mother, permit me not to lose my God. Today, friends, I wanted to take a look at Meditations for Lent. Once again, we're going through this, even though we are in pre-Lent, St. Thomas Aquinas, in this book published in 1937 by Sheed and Ward, I believe, has meditations for the time leading up to Lent as well. And this is entitled Monday After Sexagesima, which is today's day. And the subheading is The Goodness of God. We begin with a verse from Scripture. This is Romans chapter 8, verse 32. He that spared not even his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how hath he not also with him given us all things? Number one, since the apostle makes mention of many sons when he says, you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, he now separates this son from all these by saying his own son. That is to say, not an adoptive son, but a son of his own nature, co-eternal with him. That son of whom the Father says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, this is my beloved Son. The words he spared not mean only that God did not exempt him from the penalty, for there was not in him any fault to be matter for sparing. God the Father did not withhold from his Son an exemption from the penalty as a way of adding anything to himself. God is perfect, but he so acted, subjecting his Son to the passion, because this was useful for us. This is why St. Paul adds, but delivered him up for us all, meaning that God exposed Christ to the passion for the expiation of all our sins. He was delivered for our sins, says Isaiah, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all, in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. God the Father delivered him over to death, decreeing him to take flesh and to suffer, inspiring his human will with a burning love by which, eagerly, he would undergo his passion. He delivered himself for us, St. Paul says of our Lord in Ephesians 5, 2. Judas, too, and the Jews delivered him, but by an activity external to his. There is something else to notice in the words, he that spared not his own Son. It is as though it said, not only has God given other saints over to suffering for the benefit of mankind, but even his own proper Son. Number two, God's own Son, then, being made over for us, all things have been given us. For St. Paul adds, how hath he not also with him, that is, in giving him to us, given us all things? In other words, all things thereby are turned to our profit. We are given the highest things of all, namely the divine persons, for our ultimate joy. We are given reasoning minds in order to live together with them now. we are given the lower things of creation for our use. Not only the things which appeal to us, but the things which are hostile. All things are yours, says St. Paul to us, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 22 and 23. Whence we may see how evidently true are the words of the psalm. And this is in Psalm 33, verse 10. There is no want to them that fear him. So that is the reading for today, my friends. And we will conclude by once again mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. Also, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. RPM is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now we know she is a comprehensive genius. She can compose music. She can compose poetry. She's very skilled in regards to mathematics and also foreign languages. Would have known none of that were it not for RPM. RPM has been as big of a breakthrough in terms of being able to communicate for non-speakers as sign language was for the deaf. Or you can also point to Braille in terms of being able to read for the blind. But you can't use a tool unless you know about it. That's where you come in. Please get that website, once again, halo-soma.org, and those episodes, 277 and 548, of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast to as many people as you can possibly get it to. And if you don't know any non-speakers, you probably will at some point in the future, and I can tell you, those who have broken through to open communication are some of the most kind, compassionate, and intelligent folk I've ever met in my life. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please say an Ave Maria for me, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye, and God love you.